We Love Hip Hop podcast is proudly sponsored by the Youngsterdam Lounge, located at 529 Yonge Street. Open Monday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. for great food, drinks, music, and sporting events. Check out the Youngsterdam Lounge. Yonge Street just got more chill. Huh.
Jesus Christ.
Egg West.
Let's go.
Beef. Ha!
Fire!
I got another one. That was a Biz Loke track, okay?
Over the Casanova.
Set Trip, he has it called. That's the Casanova beat right there?
Yeah, that's a Casanova beat.
That shit is fucking
That's Casanova's killing it right now. Because Casanova has, that's his response to 69 or whatever. Mm. Right? 69 came with his song. I don't remember what the song was called. I think Kodo or something like that.
Hold on a second. This right here, though. Let this nigga get some love. This nigga's Fifth Floor Music, Bucks.
Okay.
Some R&B shit, you know?
Trap soul.
You know. Oh. That's that Toronto shit right there.
Well, right there.
Huh. Watch my man going on this verse. Let's go. Yeah. Back is the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast Friday, Ricky Dread, aka the half count, the half ounce killer, aka Sir Smoke a Lot. And to the right of me.
Oh, it's me. SSC underscore Hey Hertz underscore PK on Instagram, because that's the only platform I fuck with.
Jeez.
AKA Smokey the Bear, AKA Paul Bunyan, AKA In the Gym Lipsy Muscle.
Hey.
You understand what I'm saying? Shout out all the sponsors, Youngsterdam. Shout out Six Socks. Shout out Spoiled Smokers Collective. Shout out Beast Mode. Shout out everybody I forgot to shout out. And yeah, you know, we're going to get it in. We have a good episode tonight.
Yes, we are at episode 53. And if you're wondering why it's a little bit early, we're taping on a Tuesday night right now. I think it's the
It's going 22nd. Down on a Tuesday. Was the song going up?
Going
on
up.
On a Tuesday.
Except that guy was going up into places we don't want to go.
No.
But.
Well.
But. We back here.
That wasn't the reference I was trying to make.
We back here at the Youngsterdam. That's 529 Yonge Street, right over here at Yonge and Wellesley. If you want to get your eat on, if you want to bring your side thing, your main thing, get your good food on, we over here.
Don't forget the poutine.
The poutines are on Smoosh. So yeah,
the grilled cheese was fire also.
Hell yeah. And if you're wondering why we're a little bit early, you know, we're dropping a little bit early. We're recording this on a Tuesday night, dropping it on a Wednesday. We have a special episode tonight, special guest that's coming through. I'm not going to let you know who the guest is until the guest gets here. So before we get to anything that we are supposed to be getting to, because, you know, it's them times and, you know, there's a lot of smoking that man need to do, right?
Okay.
One thing too, I got some fire, but I want to get to something first. Where's my volume on that? Give me some volume on that. Give me some volume on my sound effects over here.
I keep forgetting my sound effects. Okay, calm down with the button tapping, man.
I'm trying to give it a little.
Well, today, in the segment, what y'all smoking on? I'm gonna dip into the brown bag. I got some weed on my tray already. This is some some good old fashioned Kush right here. But we got today, we got some Pink Sunset.
Jeez.
This is from one of the local dispensaries.
Sunset Park, yo. Shout out to Fredo Star, yo.
Then we have Afgui. And then also some more pink. We got some pink champagne. Pink champagne. Yeah, you check it out, Friday. Check it out. And I also got some dark stout backwoods for today. You know what I'm saying? I got a little bit of Keef right here, or whatever, a little dry sift. And then the good old fashioned.
Jesus, murder.
We'll roll that up when our guest gets here. I'm just rolling up something real quick. I'm just rolling up something to get in tune with the session.
So I have some weed here, and also this segment is sponsored by Mother Earth Dispensaries. If you want to get your delivery on, hit us up. Get that app, yo. The app is fire, yo. It gives you a choice of indica, sativa, different things. You can get the hybrids or like, you know, what you call that? Distillates,
shatters. Right?
Everything, and you can get your different choices. So that's meds.medidispensary.ca. And today, I bought back the Pink Panther.
Oh, hold. But did someone say something about empty pipes?
Hey, freaking so burner, 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 burner,
burner, burner,
this shit is right here. This is the fire. I got like a fucking whole bunch of this shit too, you know what I'm saying? And that shit can get delivered right there to your door. So meds.medidispensary.ca. Get yourself the app. Put that shit in your phone. Get shit popping, you know what I'm saying?
Nice and discreetly.
Trust me. So before we get into anything and before we get to our guest, I want to bring up a couple of things that are going on in the news. Locally, first of all, I want to give a shout out to John Rivers. Okay, that's a Toronto rapper. There was a local thing that was going on. It was happening upon CP24. His story was getting some
coverage about his healthcare.
Yes, he was trying to go to the hospital. They've been telling him nothing's wrong.
It's going back
with him.
From December.
Yeah,
it's going back to December, early December.
Yeah.
We're now in the new year. So.
Were we end of January almost, and they haven't helped this gentleman?
Yeah.
So there's something wrong with the system, definitely. Like we get free healthcare in Canada.
If you've been following the story, they're trying to like tell the man like he's somewhat like it's in his head.
Come on, fam.
Yeah, like that's if you read the poll, you got to go back and read this Twitter's. Like the man's been to the hospital a bunch of times, and they're telling you're fine, you're good, test this and that. Man's talking about he got a needle in his spine and the whole night. Yo, it's serious, bro.
Well, like,
he's hoping. I hope he gets the treatment he needs.
Well, I'm hoping that CP24 special,
the spotlight that
he spotlight gave him. That he got there, and that television time is gonna give the hospitals and the healthcare system that push. You know what I mean? To look a little bit deeper into what's going on, because if somebody says something's wrong with them, and at the same time they're deteriorating, help them out.
Yeah, you know for sure.
So hashtag Let's Save Matthew. That's the hashtag I need everybody to be running. You know what I mean? Hashtag Let's Save Matthew. You know what I mean? It hits us even more because it's a local thing. You know what I'm saying? We talk about a lot of the little Uzi Verts and everybody of the world, but like, you know, when it's a local thing, we
it's
have to
affecting
make sure.
Our city directly.
Exactly. So, okay, there's another thing I want to bring up, and I don't want to make like our whole intro like the Debbie Downer intro. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But rest in peace to Federal Santana. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Savage, Chicago Savage.
Yeah. Like, you know, he died at 27 years old due to seizures. He wasn't taking drugs at the time, so it wasn't an overdose. But they say
complications.
They feel complications due to like long-term effects of like lean and Xanax and all the different use of those different types of drugs. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just another thing to keep the kids aware. Like, yo, we gotta hold our like, we gotta. Come on, man. Be healthy, fam. Like, I'm not saying,
well,
like...
you know, maybe it's a topic for another episode because... Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Rest in peace.
Peace for sure.
And his
health
family.
Is wealth in 2018, man.
Yeah, man. Our condolences to his family, you know what I mean? Our condolences... And Chief Keef as well. That's Chief Keef's cousin.
The family, wow.
Yeah, that's his direct cousin, you know what I'm saying? So he's getting hit really hard. There's another thing that Chief Keef was dealing with as well. He's telling people on Twitter, okay... he's telling people like, it's cool, like thank you for the condolences and stuff, but like, chill a little bit. Like, you know, let me
grieve.
Stuff. Let me grieve.
Let me grieve.
You know what I'm saying? because like it's hit him extra hard because that's his fam.
I'm just glad. I'm not glad. Like I'm not saying I'm glad he passed, but I'm just glad it was of a natural causes or not really natural causes, but it wasn't a violent death. Like he wasn't shot and killed in some fucking hail of bullets, you know. And I'm glad for that.
You know what I mean? Because with the way he was like living even prior to him getting on to his rap shit, he could have been in them circumstances.
Chicago ain't no joke, man.
Chicago's a crazy place.
Ain't no joke.
You know what I'm saying? And like he was able to go from Chicago, transition to LA. You know what I mean? I was watching Academics, his live stream that he has on his Twitch. He was talking to Andy Milonakis, and they were talking about hanging out with. He was talking about hanging out with Fredro and Chief Keef, and how they're really cool guys. And you know what I mean? No matter what their past was, like. They're genuinely cool guys. Like
that's a lot of people in this world, man.
Dog, like
give people an opportunity to show you their cool side, and you'll get to meet a lot of nice people in this world.
Facts, and you know, I've been through times where I've been sitting around people who are murderers, and they were the coolest of folks. You know what I'm saying? They made some mistakes, but they were cool folks. You know what I'm saying? Especially like the people who were like young and then they're like, they did some crazy shit. Now they're like 30 something years old and they're totally not like that no more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, rest in peace to him and you know, bless up to his family. You know what I'm saying? I want to bring up one more thing since we have a little bit of time. Everyday Struggle's back.
Yeah, but they have a new host.
Yes. So, the new host of Everyday Struggle finally is Star from the Star and Buck Wild Show. Okay, so for the young bucks who don't know who Star is.
I seen a post the other day.
Did you see the show?
No, I haven't seen the show. I seen the post.
Go for it.
Oh, no, I seen the post where they were talking about it. And I was like, oh, okay. That's some all right news, I guess. But, like, yeah, I'm just.
I watched the episode, okay?
It's like, to me, it's just someone else filling Joe Budden's spot. That's all.
That's not really that possible, okay? Like,
I know he's not gonna fill Joe Button's spot, but I'm just saying, like, people are expecting Joe Button, you know. So we give the show a chance, see what happens. Give it a chance.
That's what we gotta do.
Right? Give the man a chance, let him do his thing, see what happens. Like, obviously, they went through some type of interview process.
Oh yeah, apparently, like he was even saying, like, yo, they draw for everybody else, and then they had to go for the hater. Like he went at Axe neck on the first day, dog.
Oh, I'm gonna have to watch that episode.
Oh my, yo, it was uncomfortable to watch, dog. Like I'm looking at Axe, looking frustrated. He can't even speak, dog.
Gotta hold his tongue.
Yeah, like every time he tried to speak, the man was like, "So what? Are you extension cock rider?"
Oh wow.
Kept on you calling him like old school words like cock rider and cock. I was like. Holy shit, old bro, school you sound derogatory. Like you're 50, damn. Like,
old school derogatory.
Like, dog, use some newer terms, but the thing is...
Nah, those ones burn worse, man.
Oh, yeah.
Burn worse, because then you got the younger audience thinking, what the fuck did this guy say? And then they got to go Google that shit and real, and like, oh, you know what? That's a good term still.
He's like, you're on Drake's cock, right? You're on Drake's... Just say it. You're on Drake's cock. And it's just like, every time he said the word, and he went, cuh, I was just like, ugh, yo, fam... And I just Axe sitting there taking it.
Well, what's Axe? Is he gonna fight with the guy? He's gonna argue with him, so he's gonna sit there and take it,
right? So they did an episode 2 today, and the thing is, I don't want to deep dive into this too much, but still, like, Complex has been going through some issues. Okay, since Joe left, they've been going through the dislike challenge. Okay, like there's a group of people who go onto Complex literally to dislike their videos.
Oh, just a troll.
Not even, like, they do troll, too, because if you really go into the comments, too, they're like, fuck you, da-da-da-da-da,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but it's at the end of the day, it's just a view. It's another view.
They're viewing it, and then they're just disliking. So you'll see, like, 1,000 likes to, like, 4,000 dislikes, which is, like, crazy in YouTube rating world, right? Like, it affects your YouTube rating, like, crazy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But they keep on fighting back, right?
Yeah, well, they have a following. They have a core following. Yeah, they're going to have people that are upset.
Somebody's going to have to grab that phone over there. Yeah, so, yeah, like, they keep on trying to bring back different old reporters to try to bring their likes back up. And after a while, they got their likes back up. Okay?
Well.
Boom, now they finally dropped Everyday Struggle. Boom, the dislikes just went back to freaking, like, fire, bro.
The people are clearly speaking. right? The people clearly have something they want to get off their chest.
They want Joe.
Well, I was about to say that, but you know, they showing their frustration through dislikes. That's all. And that's how you, like you said, that's how you affect an Instagram page. I mean, a YouTube page, right? Yeah. Is by disliking their content.
Just kicking their back in, fam. Like, every time I look, like, the views are still high because it's everyday struggle and people haven't seen that shit in a long time. Like, they went on a long hiatus, though. But
realistically, everybody wants Joe back.
Everybody wants Joe back, bro.
Like, so Joe needs to just capitalize off of this and run his own. I know he has his own podcast, will be named later or something like that. Yeah, or it was
the Joe like Buttons podcast now.
Joe Buttons, yeah. So the man needs to just run it and do his thing. If people are really that serious, or, you know, he should change it to, like, the Every Night Struggle. You know what I'm saying?
You know what it is.
And come with his own two people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And do his own thing, the Every Night Struggle. A direct clash to the Daily Struggle. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he had his little thing that they did the year in rap with him and Charlamagne, and that did crazy numbers, right? So that's a possibility. But, like, to wrap this shit up in, like, in a tight bow, it's like an ex, okay? And it's like his exes. I made a tweet about it, that Everyday Struggle is the equivalent of Joe Button's exes. Because Joe came with that concept. Right, he brought that shit to Complex.
So he doesn't own the rights to it?
No. He just brought the concept to them, and then they put it together, and then they ran with it, right? So, now, his exes, he brought them to the table. He made them popular. You know what I mean? Tahiri, Kaylin, them, right?
Yeah.
Boom. He brought them up. Now that he ain't with them, you don't hear about Kaylin. When was the last time you seen that chick? Tahiri, she had a little spot for like a second, and then she gone. Everyday Struggle... dislike gang like crazy.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
The people are speaking.
Hey, they want Joe. So we're gonna take a break. We have our guest that's gonna be stepping in the house soon, and when they get here, y'all will know who they are. You know what I'm saying? But we are here at the 529 Yonge Street over the Yonge-sterdam. So like I said, make your way over here if you want to get your eat on. You know what I'm saying? Nice parties, if you want to throw some parties, sports events, different things like that. Hit them up. Hit up their Instagram, Yonge-sterdam_lounge. And there's a phone number in there for you, so you can get the booking going on.
Very dope setup.
Yeah. Nice Amsterdam type of feeling. You know what I'm saying? So we are at episode 53, by the way.
Episode 53.
Jeez.
Okay. If you say so. And, I lost count, but hey.
It was creeping up right there. You know what I'm saying?
So this is episode 53 and a half. Yeah. 53 and a half. 53.5.
No, that's 53. Don't worry.
Okay. We got Friday. This. You know Friday's got that fucked up math anyways.
Cooking up a master plan. Cooking up a master plan. So, yeah. We'll be right motherfucking back at the world's most smoked out podcast. If you feel like your sock game is getting kind of boring... You know what I mean? Wearing that same old out-of-the-package eight-in-a-pack sock packs. Man, you need to step your sock game up. Check out my people at Six Socks Toronto. If you want to know how to get onto them, check them out on Twitter or Instagram at Reed_Craig. That's Reid_Craig. Six Socks Toronto. That's what's up.
All right, so we are back as the world's most smoked out podcast. And we got our guests. They're finally here. You know what I'm saying? It's a special honor to have our guests in the house today. You know what I'm saying? Mans have been burning up the fucking Toronto scene as well as just the fucking scene all over the world. You know what I'm saying? Once you got a track that's doing like at least 2-4 million on fucking YouTube, then for sure it's more than just Toronto's hearing it. You got people all over the world hearing that shit.
People are definitely listening.
And so with no further ado, I got K Money in the building.
Yeah, what up?
And he's brought some guests. He's got Casper, the neighborhood ghost.
Casper, the neighborhood ghost of the building, bud.
Yeah. And he brought RK. You know what I'm saying? So, let's get right to it. You know what I'm saying?
It's the group, you know what I'm saying? 2018 is the group right here.
Yeah.
So is there a name to the group?
Menace Music.
Okay, Menace Music. All right, making sure.
MG4 out right here.
So, okay, I always start off the top with a generic, what was your first rap name type of thing. But I heard I was listening to the interview last night with my man DJ Ritz. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but K Fendo, I've seen that as an old name.
It's not my name.
Hmm?
I'm not K Fendo.
No, but that was like an old name before that. What
no,
was the,
it was,
no?
That's the next guy.
Oh,
that's another rapper.
Wow. Friday.
Crazy, right?
That's not
no,
good.
No, because, God, there's a lot of shit online, you know what I'm saying?
It's the real K Money.
No, no. And yeah, we'll get to that.
We're going to get to that.
We'll get to that.
We're going to.
Shout out to him, too, though. He does have an album in Toronto City. He has that Welcome to Toronto.
Exactly.
Yes, and
exactly.
I didn't have really a song with at that time. When he dropped Welcome to Toronto, I had one song with these two and one other person, so that's like, it's not really the whole buzz going around the name, right?
For sure.
So it wasn't until my next video after that I was like, okay, this guy's K Money, so now both of them are named K Money. So
you know who else I seen? There's a white youth with the next guy. I thought it was TY902 or TY 902 with him, but it's K Money and Ty 90 or some shit like that. And I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? But it was like way lower in the YouTube fucking search, you know what I'm saying? But fuck all that. Okay, tell me about, like, let's go further back. Okay, as a downtown man, okay, Alexander Park. Mm-hmm. Okay, I remember I used to fuck with a chick around there actually.
The PO days.
You know what I'm saying?
Everyone did. Right?
Everyone did. At one
point. Trust me, that's a nice little spot, and like the Grange and shit is around there. You know what I'm saying? Them grimy times, boy.
Those days in the 90s.
Trust me. So tell me about like teenage life in the downtown area.
What'd you say?
Like your teenage life in the downtown area, like younger life, you know what I mean?
Younger life? Oh, teenage, if you're talking about teenage, I was just cooling. I was doing my thuggy, just get it, like every other growing up. Young black male in the city I'm not saying everybody doing whatever they're doing, right? Cops trying to pin the whatever on them, whatever.
Because it's different for downtown, right? Like, I know for like all these different casts and different ends, they're only like secluded to their ends most of the time, but everybody has to come downtown like a Carabana time. Mm. What's Carabana time like for you? Like,
I don't go to Carabana.
You don't fuck with that shit?
I don't go to Carabana.
Nah, eh?
Every year something happens at Carabana. Why am I going to Carabana?
I went in like 2014, it was bad.
Yeah?
And, someone got stabbed at the end, but it was messed up.
Jeez.
Cooling though. But other than that, like anything that people come to for an attraction downtown are so used to it already, so it's not even like whatever. Like,
exactly.
You know, as long as people come down, go to Eaton Center and think like, kill, like, put it on their Snapchat, sir, show the CN Tower. Like, we walk outside our door and we see the CN Tower. Like, we're just like, fuck, like, this is CN Tower.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just like in our backyard.
Yeah, basically.
So true.
It's like a different lifestyle for like the fucking downtown cat.
Because downtown, there's everything. You know, you're from downtown, right?
Yeah.
It's like the West End, there's a bunch of shootings and shit. The East End, it's kind of quiet, and there's one, two that goes on over there, but it's more like they do their thing. They're like, they rob niggas and shit.
They're the B&E guys.
Yeah, you know those ones? They're B&Es and they rob niggas, hit stains and shit.
Yeah.
Downtown, there's all of that. There's
everything.
There's the shootings, then there's the you know, like, there's everything, every aspect of it. Then you have the club district right there. Then you have Chinatown right there. Kensington Market with a bunch of hipsters and shit. Like, it's just a whole weird mixture, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And everybody, and I always say this, no matter what, when you're downtown, no matter what ends you're from, you eventually have to come downtown. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even if it's just to be like, yo, I came downtown.
Pass through, whatever.
Yeah. Buy that sneakers or something, you know what I mean?
Carabana's right in my neighborhood, basically. So it's like, it ain't nothing new. Sure? Parkdale.
Oh, Parkdale. Okay.
That's like,
it's basically right there.
The parade goes right through like, Parkdale. Whoop-de-doo. It's like something.
You see it every year for your whole life. You're just like,
exactly. For the last how many years I've seen it. Yeah. And it ain't nothing that's, you know, that's, oh, it used to be fly. But now it's just, it's another weekend.
You know?
So, okay, let's get into like the hip-hop stuff. What was your repeat tune that you used to listen to back in the days? Like, what was in your headphones on repeat? Regular.
Well, I'm young. I'm only 18. So So I'm not gonna sit here on front like I was listening to these fucking like right back in the day. So
nah, just tell us who like you're listening to.
That's the thing that we
do. Like, I was listening to everything, to be honest. Listening to everything. I was listening to like everything. The whole YMCMB type stuff. That happened when I was like, what, 13? When YMCMB had their prime time, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tyga, Drake, Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, all these guys. So they were all snapping. I was fucking with their tones. Drake was snapping. I was listening to everything. Like, I won't lie. That's probably why my sound is how it sounds today. So listen to everything. And then those times, it was like Drake was bringing in like the melody type things, you know what I'm saying? Like, but not on a whole R&B type thing, you know what I'm saying? It's melodies.
Yeah.
I listen to everything though, so.
I like studio, right? Because you started doing the music first, Casper, right?
Yeah.
As the older brother, right? Because y'all are brothers. Like, I don't know a lot of people know this, right? Like, as far as, like, they watch on YouTube, they don't get all the information, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's the first guy probably want to make music?
Okay. So
who inspired you to make music, Casper? Like, what made you like
that? He said, like, I was just listening to everything though. Like,
filters,
R&B shit, Chris Brown and things.
Yeah,
like, I got a for Christmas a HMV gift card, and I bought a Chris Brown album for that. For like, I didn't really know who Chris Brown was, but I didn't have nothing to buy.
Anyways,
I was like, I don't listen to albums, like, you know what I'm saying? So I just, whatever, I bought that, I listened to it, I was like, yo, Chris Brown goes hard. But I was like super young, like 11 or something.
Oh.
And he had that Run It track, but, and then boom, I was listening to Chris Brown, I was listening to Drake. Like, when I got into like high school, then that's when like that EXO, OVO thing started going off with The Weeknd and stuff. So
what's the age difference?
3 years.
Okay, okay.
I'm 21, he's 18.
Okay, okay.
And you are K.
You do not forget RK.
No.
I just took that in.
Like, what were you listening to in your, like, in, I'm not gonna say Walkman, because we old ass niggas, we were listening to Walkmans. Y'all were probably like just
iPods.
I can't forget French Montana too. French Montana's a super big influence when he had the whole wave, like, had because Drake had the melodies. But French Montana had like the Max B wave with the melodies and the trap shit at the same time, so it was like sing it like hood R&B, like, you know those ones.
So yeah.
That's when I started like, oh, like, what is this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
the wavy, like,
speaking of your interest.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Honestly, I grew up off of like everything, bro. Like old school shit.
I'd say
grown folk music.
Yeah, you know when they're all just dancing in the room and shit, and you're just there like, what's going on? Like,
why is everybody
dancing together?
So, like, okay, first studio experience. Let's get to that. Like, how was the first time you're in the studio? Let's start with you, K Money. Like, first studio experience.
Fuck. Like, what do you mean? When I ever recorded first?
Yeah, like the first time you ever recorded a tune and you're like, yo, you know what? I can fucking do this shit still, fam.
That nigga. A lot of people probably think it's if they're a real fan and you and they've been watching, they'll think it's Up, because Up was the first. No, Up was just the first song that we dropped. But the first time I ever recorded in the studio was That Nigga, and it was a sick track too, to be honest.
I was off that lean.
I went over there, I was just like, fuck, I'm gonna just try, because I was showing everybody the song from before, and they were all like, fuck, yo, this track's awesome, this track's crazy, go record it. So eventually I just went in there, so I was already kind of amped up, because I had the hype around, I thought it was a banger, everyone's telling me it's a banger, right? And then he hopped on it, and then it was more, I'm coming out by myself, you know what I'm saying?
And, like, what's the approach? You come with, like, the verses and shit, or, like, you hear a beat and you're like, boom, let me throw this melody down?
That track was, it was the melody, yeah. That track, it was the melody. I heard the beat, and I made the tune. I was just tweaking. I was, like, 15.
I was just tweaking. I was just chilling with my niggas all day and cooling, sipping lane and fucking tweaking, doing whatever the fuck we do, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I was just a tweaking little kid. Just went home, fuck. That happened. I was okay.
Boom, you just went in.
Yeah. But wow. I grew up around the studio and shit too. And then my dad makes music and stuff like that, so I was already going there as a kid. And then he started going to the studio, so I was going to the studio too. Okay. Already. So I was already in the studio. I was just never moving, and I'd sit watch. Yeah.
So eventually was your time up?
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah,
eventually.
Trust me, and like, yeah, we always do our research, so we know you guys have the musical background and shit like that with niggas.
Crazy.
Fucking,
yeah.
Niggas been had much music love and all that shit, like with y'all pops and all that shit too, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a natural transition for mans to get into music, you know, what I'm saying?
For sure.
Trust me, dog. And like, even like with the way y'all do the tracks and stuff, is it like, is it calculated or like, from what you're saying, it sounds like a real, just a free process, you know what I'm saying? But like, all the tunes just have something that you can just vibe to, like there's like a one thing in it, man.
That's because we're vibe. That's because we're fucking vibing when we make it. Like we're you know what I'm saying? Like we're in the studio smoking, you know what I'm saying? Sip some, you know, whatever. Getting a little, you know what I'm saying? Wave. And
we're living life.
Whatever comes out, comes out. It's just everything we rap about is just. Our experience and shit is facts, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, we're just cooling and
we're just cooling and we're doing what we do and then we're rapping about it.
Yeah. What I find
and with then you then guys... And I have to say this, I know it's going on YouTube, a lot of niggas be like, do this shit so they can make music and so they can rap about it. No, brother, it's not like that, brother. It's we live what we rap about. What can I do?
For sure.
I live what I rap about.
Yeah.
When was that ever known to be a bad thing?
No, it's not.
Talking about? It's not.
Facts.
It's not doing shit so that you can rap about it. Living what you rap about.
It's like, better yet, live what you rap about.
Live what you rap about, too.
Yeah. I used to get that a lot of time back in the days, like, yo, why the motherfucker need to rap? Rap niggas is rapping what the fucking niggas is living. You know what I mean? What the real niggas is living, you know what I mean? But like,
but it's like
a lot of real niggas rap too.
But it's just like once you get to a certain point you can't rap and be doing dirt at the same time, you know what I'm saying? It's like
you gotta be able to separate the two.
You have to not even separate the two, it's you're gonna choose one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, fuck, how many times have I been, to jail and shit? Because I'm rapping, but I'm not fully focused on rapping. I'm in the streets too, you know those ones?
Yeah.
So, obviously, when you're rapping, it has you have a bigger spotlight on you. The police are watching you more. Yeah. So, if you're actually doing what you're rapping about, then the bottom, you're obviously going to get caught up one day. They're going to. You know what I'm saying? You're giving them tips on whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So,
yeah,
you have to either just like you're gonna pick one. If you're not, if you don't see yourself going nowhere with the rap shit, then all right, stick with the streets. But if you see that, you know what I'm saying? You might this rap shit might be able to take you out of the streets.
Yeah.
Then fuck. What do you want to stay here for? There's nothing for us. You know what I'm saying? It's only you're gonna end up dead. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna end up in jail, either one of the two, and everybody knows it. You know those ones? We facts. Know it, everyone knows it, so.
Yeah.
What the fuck, right? You know what
I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. And even, like, I was listening to the interview last night with Rich, right?
Yeah.
And you're talking about, like, you came home and you started writing a bunch of stuff, right? Like, fuck, the legal issues that we gotta deal with this rap shit, it makes it hard to go past the borders, you know what I mean? Like, fuck. Like, do you guys deal with that? Like,
yeah,
that like experience. Like, have you guys tried to go past the border and get turned back and shit yet?
No, it's crazy. Cause for me, for him it's different, but for me it's like it's funny. Cause I don't care if they listen. I just turned 18, right?
Mm.
And I just had, but when I dropped that come outside, I was 17, right? So okay. Whatever. The bus that's going up on it, whatever. No, it. To be honest, it dropped. On my 18th, I did the shoot on my 18th birthday. Mm-hmm. So whatever, job right when I turn touch 18, when I'm thinking, oh fuck, this is the year everyone talks about. Yeah. 18, you have to stop. the wild shit, whatever, whatever you're doing.
You're right.
You have to make better decisions for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're 18 now, you're going to go to big man jail. Whatever, everyone says that some sort of 18. All right, let me cool down at the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll feel better if I had a boy that I'm always on me like that shit.
Yeah.
Whatever, whatever.
Yeah. Like I said, it just makes it hard for us to fucking cross the border, dog. And like,
yeah, laws need to change.
You deal with that shit. You know
we all deal with it.
I haven't been to the States since 2009, dog.
So I haven't been there since I was a kid.
Yeah, they hit me with I got hit with a fucking with a well, big charge, and I haven't been able to see that fucking border since. I haven't even attempted the shit. You know what I mean?
Nah, I don't even think about. But yo, try to cross, go to Buffalo. I'm like, nah, fuck that. I ain't into it.
Yeah.
But yo, so What was your feeling like when Come Outside hit 2 million?
2 million?
Yeah, like when you hit 2 million views and you're like, yo, this track is like, I know 1 million must have been like, oh shit.
But yeah,
like,
1 million was the quick. Oh shit, because it was so quick and it was like, it was literally the first time an underground rapper did that and that. So everyone's eyes were looking at like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up. So 2 million, I seen the pace how it was going, and it was steady. Because after the 1 million, I was watching it like, holy fuck, it's still going up the same way it was going up.
Yeah, it's
so
just climbing.
I felt it coming. So it wasn't like a whoa, because I already seen it like, whoa, because I'm keeping track on it.
Yeah, so the 1 million was the whoa, was the woof, this is it.
It was fucked up.
And it's your 18th birthday, right? So it's a birthday present to yourself.
Scene. Definitely planned, you know what I'm saying? Our praise due to Allah, right? Ooh. Definitely our plan for me. Because it happened like, right, like I did a year in jail. I used to think about it when I was in jail too. I'm in YO though, it's nothing crazy. I just did a year, you know what I'm saying? I would think about it all the time, like this. It's crazy because I would think about shit like this, not thinking that, okay, it's actually going to happen.
Yes. Everything's coming.
Born, to come. Yeah. Happened. I don't know what the fuck. So that's definitely blessed. Planned. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And like
everything is in God's hands.
The Leafs games and stuff. How did that feel, man?
Yeah.
That's a special shout out to my nigga Charlie B. Right? he told me get the clean version.
Okay.
I'm gonna try and get it up, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The other
shout
day.
Shout out to him.
I heard it on the Raptors game, in the background of the Raptors game.
That's what's crazy for it. It wasn't like a one-time thing, right? It happened at the Leafs game, and it happened, boom, and then I was like, whoa. But then I realized they're playing every day.
Yeah.
Turn the warm-ups. Whoa.
That's big.
It's because I'm showing love to the DJ. A lot of niggas don't do that.
Yeah.
Shout out to the DJs.
Straight up,
out of Granton.
Shout out to the DJs. Get your video packs, your DJ packs, and all that stuff ready.
I didn't even think it was going to hit the Raptors.
Wow. I called this guy. I'm like, yo, I'm at my house. I'm rolling a blunt, chilling my shorty, and watching the ball game. And then it's like, you know, you hear music playing in the background. And then I'm like, it clicked. I'm like, come outside. You don't come out. I'm like, yo, hold on a second. Did I just hear this song at the Raptors game? Like, yo, what's going on right now? And I called this guy, like, yo, Friday, I just heard this track right now. He's like, yeah, they played at the Leaf game first. I was like, wow, alright, that's what you know.
Yeah,
like,
that's Four Corners. Crazy. Shout out to Four Corners.
Yeah, shout out to Four Corners, yo.
Real nigga.
Yeah, and like, even, I want to stay on that even. When you start hearing people singing your tune, that's another fucking level. Like, how did that feel?
I only have one tune where they already sing it.
Still, dog. A hit is a hit. You gotta remember that.
Yeah, it's like it's a hit. It's a banger.
I only realized it because it's like, I wouldn't have took it in. Wait, what are you talking about? Shows and shit or just regular?
Shows in the club. When you got people in the club and they're all singing the suit tune at the same time, where like you could hear it over the fucking music, that's a hit, dog.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, when you can stop. You don't even have to sing the track, and they're just singing the track.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, then, boom.
That means you got one.
Yeah, I know. Shout out to the DJs too, right?
Yeah.
They're the ones singing it in the clubs.
People, pay attention to the DJs, man. Don't forget about the DJs. Show the DJs love, man.
The DJs are the ones playing it in the clubs, right?
Yeah.
How are you really going
to... take it back to Mike Stone. I'm in the club every week, fam. That's a little inside joke.
How would somebody get the DJs? Because like, you're a young cat and you already have the DJs running your tune. And there's a lot of other cats that are on my fucking Instagram. They're everywhere trying to get on. How would a, like, another rapper get their music to a DJ, dog?
Come with that
heat. It has to be a hit, yeah. But I can't tell you. Push. I can't tell you, oh, we're going to just do this. And then you push it and then give it to the DJ. Tell him play it. No, it doesn't work. He's not going to play it, brother. It has to be a hit, yeah. But once it hits that level where a DJ notices that, if you play your cards right, other DJs will notice it too.
And then you get that buzz going. You know what I'm saying? RK, describe your style to me. Because I see you come through in like the pocket in like the third verse a lot of times in the tracks.
There, they don't know. Right? That's what I'm saying. They don't know.
Yeah.
It's 2018. It's the RK year.
My style is like, I don't want to use the word different, you know what I mean? But it's like, it's a different way of, still saying the same shit, but like, with more melody in it, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But yeah, man. I'm gonna have some shit dropping pretty soon. And you guys, when you guys hear that one, you guys will be able to like, really be like, alright, now I know what this nigga's trying to say. Like,
yeah.
Words can't really describe how I really like flow on a track, you know what I mean? I hear the beat and it's like, if I wanna rap, I'll rap, you know what I mean? If I wanna sing, I'll sing. If I wanna do like some autotune shit, I'll do some autotune shit.
Yeah.
But facts, like, you know, I wouldn't even be like that if it wasn't for this nigga still, cause like, facts in the dog, a lot of people don't know, this nigga started that fucking melodic shit.
Yeah, we were listening to a track earlier, Unforgettable.
The French Montana remix.
That one was blessed though. I like
Where Am I Blunt also.
Yeah.
In My Blunt, yeah.
Queen Street West. Sick in your music.
Even before that, dog, this guy had a track in like 2015, All About Me. Search that one up. That one's crazy.
Okay.
Not even that, it was Dope Boy.
This is before Dope Boy though. That's what people don't know. Like, people just look at this guy and they just see Dope Boy. Nah, it's before Dope Boy.
Yeah, you have like four projects out, dog. Like, when I, because I knew ahead of time that you're coming in. So I did a little research myself and I'm coughing my fucking ass off. This Pink Panther's kicking my ass, fam. Holy.
Smoke's cloudy right now.
You have like a bio, you got mad shit out there. Like, there's a lot of like Casper information out there. Like, if you want to look for Casper as an artist. So like, you ready to go, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
cause I've been doing this shit. Yo, fuck.
We just getting everybody back seated over here, you know what I'm saying? Cause we got an audio that comes out first, so people are gonna be listening to audio like, what the fuck's going on? You know what I'm saying? I gotta see the fucking video to see what the hell's going on over here, you know what I'm saying? But okay, like, you have like full projects out and shit like that.
Yeah, I've one, but like, cause I've been rapping for a minute, you know?
Yeah.
Since even before people were even, what's that called, Kids Got the Bag. It wasn't until like I dropped a track called Dope Boy, in like 2015, and that was like, cause before that track, it was more, you have the Heartless G's,
okay,
and the Sam G's, and
shout out Sam G,
you know what I'm saying? All the original Toronto artists that were doing their thing, like, you know those ones? And it was just basically straight bars.
Right.
You wouldn't really hear no hooks.
No.
You wouldn't really hear nothing that's catchy or no singing or nothing. It's just
eating the beat.
Yo, where's the lighter?
Just destroy it.
You know those ones? And then boom, I came with the Dope Boy and it was different. It was like, if you want a Dope Boy, if you want a rap, it was like melody. You know those ones? People caught on to it, boom, and that was like the first video that was like boom, because it hit. It was at a quarter million, like, a month, and that was quick.
Yeah,
and those times, you know those ones?
Yeah.
Because that was like the beginning where niggas like me, Robin Banks, you know, Snoop Dogg, Moji, all of them just started popping up. You know those ones? Like, there was a time, like 2015, where bunch of young rappers just started popping up out of nowhere, and everyone started popping. You know those ones?
Yeah.
That was like one of the first tracks to do numbers how it did, and then boom, everyone, everything, like, then I started hearing the melodies start coming after that.
Even with your views, I noticed, like, average like 500,000 easy on your videos.
Not even. Every video I dropped has over a million views. Right?
Well, I'm
almost.
Yeah, like I'm saying, like you're
like seven of them. There's like two or three with 2 million. And
I'm gonna say that, like, your views are consistently raising and raising and raising. Yeah, they're big. Like, I've been noticing. Like,
yeah, it's a mad thing because I came out of jail too, November 3rd, and before that, like, the police were blackballing me. Every time I want to do a show, they're canceling the venue. Like, they're saying there's gonna be a shooting, this, that.
Just painting a picture that's not right. Painting a fucking
shout out to 14 Division for that.
The swine.
You know the super.
That sorority.
Yeah, you know, and then, boom! I touched roads now, and shout out to my dog Thriller. From Ottawa, you know what I'm saying? He brought me out for a show in Ottawa, and that was the first show that I ever did. That the police never shut down. That was the first time I performed,
right?
And it was just a mad thing. Boom, we sold out Ottawa, whatever. Boom, it was crazy. Boom, right after that, we put out like a recap video the next day. Everything was mad, and then right after that, that's when the door started opening up. You know those ones? And
yeah.
I guess everyone started realizing, like, yo, he's out doing shows.
Taking
now.
Notes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, let's book them. You know those ones? So, boom, me and my bro, like, since then, did like 3 or 4 performances, shows, whatever.
Yeah, we've been seen on Instagram a lot.
Yeah, the last one we did on Friday at Stadium, we sold that out too. It was a super mod thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sony Records was in the cut.
Oh, nice.
Came to see the show. Fucking yeah, like, labels been hogging all types of shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, and like, so based on the song, like, and from all three of y'all, and you got labels hollering now, right? Yeah. You guys have like label offers on the table and shit.
keep it hush hush.
Okay,
what about this? Like, I seen something the other day about
just
Burberry.
Just noticed a couple labels.
What about Burberry? What happened with this Burberry situation?
That's gross. I was in jail.
Yo, Burberry. I made a track called Burberry Closet, seen?
Yeah.
And, whatever. I just like Burberry.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to put on a new label. I was talking Gucci.
Yeah, you just want to do your own swag.
I just wanted
to
put my own swag on. Like, Burberry, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, fuck. It's not like I was sponsored or nothing. Like, even before, I'll be posting on my Instagram, like, I'm at the Burberry store. Like, just cop this, that, the, you know, just before the video even dropped, you know, just do my thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then, fuck, I came out with the video. Now I'm in the store buying shit. I did, when I went in there, okay, I'm lying. My nigga, I never asked the store owners or whoever the fuck they were. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, I guess the man didn't think it was gonna get like popular. You know?
Yeah, like, he thought I was average and shit. You know those ones? Like,
he just,
what's wrong with that guy?
He waved you off.
Yeah, fam, he waved me off, but he's in the video, daps me up, everything, but he's trying to claim he doesn't know.
Wow.
He didn't know we were shooting a video. I never asked the store
for permission.
For permission, this, that. But you can see me clearly in there. He's dapsing me up. He's giving me my shoes. I'm trying them on. I'm at the cash register. He's there smiling. Like, I hope that guy gets fired.
This guy's backpedaling.
Yeah, you know? And then, so recently now, actually, no, I was in jail at the time. I called my mom, and she told me that some people from Burberry came to the crib or some shit and dropped off some papers about they're suing me or some shit. They're trying to, they're like, I have to remove the video or they're gonna bring me to court and this, that.
Cease and desist, basically.
Cease and desist, yeah. So I'm just like, what the fuck? Yeah, how do you guys do that right now? Like, I just went to the store, I spent bare racks in your store, and they're gonna tell me that I can't make a track about
what you're doing.
Whatever, I don't give a fuck. Anyways, fuck Burberry. But anyways, so then a couple months, then I touched roads. and I still blow it off. They're sending me emails, and I'm just like, yo, what the what's really going on right now?
Yeah.
And then, fucking, whatever, I touched Rose. I ended up going back to jail for a breach. And then when I came back out now, like, just recently, these guys, boom, these guys come and they fucking serve me some next papers again. Like, yo, you have until this day, or boom, 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 boom. We're bringing you to court, this, that. And then that's when I put it on my Instagram. I'm like, yo, fuck these guys. And everyone just started, fuck Burberry. They started spamming the shit out of Burberry page. Like 3,000 comments on the recent post. Like, fuck Burberry. It's a Gucci thing, this, that.
Nice.
Me and everything.
Nice.
And then, yeah, so now they hollered back and I don't have to take the video down. So it worked, you know?
Sick.
Like, even though, but I don't care. Still fuck them. I threw my Burberry belt in the crowd at my last show. Had them tweaking. They had a fight in the crowd, you know? Like, I don't know what they were fighting about. I guess over the belt, but fucked up. I was like, look, I was looking on the stage like, yo, what the fuck did I just do? Like, they're fighting?
Holy.
Yeah, the power, man.
Jesus Christ. I made them all say fuck Burberry like 4 times loud and clear. It's on camera. I told them fuck, say fuck the police too. Yes. I know there was some narcs. I felt like Tupac in the Tupac movie. Like, or like NWA in that part when they were like fuck the police and then they got bagged. Except they never got
you can't
bagged.
Perform this song fuck the police.
Right, yeah, bro. yeah. They get bummy. They always make sure that they're in attendance when it comes to these shows.
Yeah, for sure. There was some narcs in there. Like, I know there was some undercovers in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just but, pretty. I see some weird faces and some weird outfits. Like, what are you doing here?
Well, you see the good thing about
the character.
What you guys are doing is you're showing that the type of hip hop that y'all are doing, that a lot of people are getting that whole blacklisted from doing shows thing. Yeah. You're showing that the shit works. The promoters are packing out the place. Yeah. So now promoters are looking, saying, shit, I can make some paper.
Yeah, family.
No violence.
Now, even other Toronto rappers, they're getting blackballed. Like, no, you guys can't do shows in the city. Every time they try to do a show in the city, they get shut down. But the thing with us is that the police literally hate us and they want us dead. Facts. Proven fact. They want us dead. Yo, I don't know if I should expose 14 Division or not. I'm just going to keep my mouth closed. But anyways, so what they wanted to do was have us do a show, which, what are we, like the first Toronto hood rappers to fucking have a show that didn't get shut down?
In a long fucking time.
In how many years?
Yeah.
And is that coincidence? No. Because what they wanted was, all right, you know what? You guys want to do a show? Go, do your show. We're not showing up. You know those ones?
Yeah. So
there was no one there. How? It's a Casper and K-Money show. There's no police there?
No, they're going to have a fucking
There's no police outside. No, nothing. There's no police at all. You know those ones?
Yeah.
They wanted a shooting to happen.
Something to happen.
And for them to be able to say, hey, look, we told you so. Look, boom. Every Toronto rapper lock off. But it didn't work out like that.
Yeah.
And then it worked out in our favor because now they're like, what the fuck? These guys did a show and there was no shooting, no nothing. Whatever, it was peaceful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then other promoters are like, yo, let me book you guys. Book like, them. Yo. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. But now it's just like, you know what? Just relax. Like, we can't do too many shows in Toronto. Like, we're not trying to do a show in Toronto, show in Toronto.
Yeah, spread it out.
Because, like, what the fuck? For what? Like, so the same people show up every time and then something actually eventually does happen? Like, fuck that shit.
No, spread it out. Fucking let everybody get a vibe, yo. Go across Canada, go every fucking way you can
go. We're setting up our fucking across Canada tour right now.
Trust me.
Calgary, Vancouver, all these places and shit. London, all these, you know?
Nice. Okay, the last question I want to ask y'all, okay? Project. When can we expect a project from y'all, man? Like, I want, like, a full-length project from all three of y'all together. This is what I want. You know what I'm saying?
Already wants a group project.
I want a group project, and I want a fucking K-Money fucking project, and I want a fucking Casper project, and I want to hear a solo from you. You know what I'm saying? This is my wish.
This 2018 ding, ding, ding. Solo.
This is all things I need to check out.
The 2018 you know, solo. That's what I'm right saying. When he's going to drop his solo just now, so Toronto be ready for that. It's going to be a mod thing. You already know what it is. It's the Toronto Migos right here. You feel me? Yeah. Right. You're not ready for that shit. What? I'm telling you, Toronto. They're not ready for a Toronto Migos, like, but we're not the Migos. We're us, obviously. You do your own
thing, but shout out the Migos.
But shout out the Migos, though. Dude, Ice Trading Gang.
Facts.
No, but fuck, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not ready.
Okay, so all that's gonna be it's gonna get checked off of my list at least before March.
I can't even promise that.
Yo, the only thing you can see
is done. My mixtape's done. We're just waiting for the perfect times.
The only thing you'll probably see is we have a new track.
No, Triple Team?
Yeah. I might see a video for that one still.
You're not even ready for that. Like, honestly, like, we've been holding out some shit. Shout out my boy Kevin Roberts in the building, KR Productions.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know he comes with them fire visuals. Like, yo, that's my dog.
He's grabbing some visuals right now.
Yo, my nigga. Yo, we shooting like KR, fam. He comes to, like, almost everything we do. He's filming everything, like, because if we're at a point right now...
Document everything.
Exactly. We have to document everything.
Facts.
And then at a point where it's going to be like, yo, we're just going to drop a short film.
Yeah, exactly. Because all of that content
gonna
matters.
We're going to get to a certain point where people are going to be like, yo, I want to see where these guys started. You know those ones?
All that content matters. Straight up.
Okay, so the last thing I want to get into is our Smoke and Mirror segment that we usually do. I'm only going to bring up one thing because we're running a little late. The Kodak Black thing that we were talking about earlier. Okay. Our Smoke and Mirror segment, just to let you guys know, that's our, like, we talk about news
current and different things, current events.
We talked about a bunch of shit before y'all got here in our intro segment, but the one thing that I did forget is the whole Kodak Black incident that he's dealing with. The man was on live, okay? He's on live a lot.
He had the entourage with him?
He had his people there with him, right? And he's on live a lot because he's on house arrest. Right, so they're running the live, and live runs for like an hour. Okay, in that hour, somebody on the live, I guess, complained about the shit.
Guns and marijuana.
Right, and they seen a dude in the background.
In the background.
Oh, the boy them got a search warrant and got to his spot
within an hour.
So he was still on live when they fucking ran up.
You have to also remember he's on parole. He's on parole or whatever.
He's on probation.
Probation.
Yeah, because he's
and now they're saying he's looking at like 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because they're just pulling that shit like. He might. There's a new development on the shit. Okay. He might get home. They might give him a chance.
He has to though.
He has to get home.
It's hard right now, dog.
It's Kodak, man. Nigga.
Like after like the shit that he already has, the probation he's already on, like
I know he's just building cases.
He just built like he got locked up like 4 times in 1 year, dog.
Yeah,
I've been through that, but mine was just
This nigga's a millionaire right now, dog. He's not even living in like the same part of Florida where he grew up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So they ran up in the ill crib and with that
hate his community.
Yeah, but they said if they let him go, he has to move out of that fucking neighborhood.
So move.
Move out and buy up everything.
What do you mean off this, B?
Yo, sell that house quick, dog, and go on the next stop.
Fuck that. Don't even sell it. Just cut. And then sell it.
Yeah.
You have that type of money.
Don't even let them know.
Yeah, you have that type of money. Go that.
Just realize, yo, you know what? This house has been empty for the last 6 months. What's going on over here? You know, one of those moves, like, yo, the man just up and left, he just abandoned the house.
Our God is like, shit. The border is like, you're never gonna get away from the border, ever. Once
that
they
sorority,
have you once,
that gang, they don't play, man.
Once they have you once, it's over.
Yeah.
Especially when you get put into a light where it's like everyone watches you now, they're watching you too.
Yo, well, dog, he was on his live still while they ran up in the spot. So that means they got
you seen that?
Hmm?
You seen that?
They showed it on the live in the clip. Oh, like shit. when we run the video, like we always show like a little clips on top. Mm-hmm. So we'll run that clip too. You know what I'm saying? But the man was still on live only for like the last little bit.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Because live only it cuts off after an hour, right? So live naturally cuts off. Like when we do our show live every once in a while. Sometimes we go longer than an hour, so the live literally cuts.
Yeah.
And then we have to restart it, so then a second video comes up. So the man was on live long enough for them to get the warrant and then run up in the man's yard, and he's still on the ting from. Like, that's how quick.
That's how much they're on demand. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they really want to take him down.
Like, when you
really want to take anyone, any famous, young black male, famous, who they feel like they don't deserve it, then they're going to try to take you down.
Like Meek Mill's little Meek.
Take it down, because we need that. They need that.
Yeah,
need that. They need you. They want you. They want you bagged, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, let's say,
you can't do nothing, fam. But I'm just gonna keep attacking you.
That's the operator. Yep.
Always, you know, no matter how much money you make, whoever the fuck you are is, as long as you're black male doing good for yourself,
they don't want to see it.
Yeah, and especially if you were once involved in this street shit, and they wanted to get you before you even got the fame.
Exit. Mm. Yep.
They wanted to get you before you even got the fame. Now you have the fame, they still want to get you. They don't want to let you go. They don't want to be like, oh, this guy's successful, let him go. No.
Yeah.
They want to, fuck, he doesn't deserve it.
He'll fuck up, we'll get him.
Damn, my daughter's listening to his music. Fuck that guy.
Burned their skin.
I wake up in the morning, Jimmy.
Wake up in the morning?
And my daughter's listening to their songs.
All I hear is come outside. I woke up this morning, John. My daughter told me to come outside.
Oh my goodness.
Daddy came when he said come outside.
Oh my god. Like, come on. That's what's going on right now. It's driving them mad.
It's driving them mad. Now they want.
Wake up in the morning, and his daughter's in the bedroom.
You gotta get Casper. You gotta get the whole Menace music. Yeah, oh my god.
I can't even talk about the way, but at the point of my army, because it's too scary.
That's too scary.
Bro, honestly, too scary. Do your best to get from under that web, because they'll fucking hold on to your life as long as they can.
Oh, for sure. They don't want.
They'll suck on to you as long as they can. If they want to give you, they want to give niggas football numbers, and it ain't even a joke. You know what I'm saying? They want to give niggas football numbers.
Well, you know what it is. Hashtag fuck boy them and fucking hashtag fuck Burberry. Let's get your social medias and get our asses back to the fucking world that we live in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's start on this side of the table. RK, where do people find you?
Find me on IG, RK from MG, but that's FRM. You know, not with a O.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, money.
My name is just K Money with 3 Y's music. That's my IG. I only use the IG. But Spotify, K Money, just K Money.
Same.
Spotify, right. That iTunes, that.
Same.
Streams.
Streams.
Straight, get the streams.
Ghost. Money, huh?
That's the neighborhood ghost.
Yeah, it's the neighborhood ghost, man. Casper TNG. But, yeah, you find me on the Instagram at official Casper TNG. And on the Twitter. Casper TNG.
Okay.
And Spotify Casper TNG. And iTunes Casper TNG.
I told you, you know.
And the SoundCloud Casper TNG.
Same. Alright.
And Google me too.
Alright.
You feel me?
Yeah, you know. Yo, mad respect for the man them for coming through, yo.
Yeah, we appreciate
it. It was a must. It was a must. We had to, because we seen that Bizlook interview. Shout out to Bizlook. Big interviewer.
Yeah. Respect.
Go tune into that interview.
Yeah, tune into that interview.
Big interview.
Get that to 100K views. I watched that interview like 40 times.
Yeah, your brother was selling us stuff before we went on air.
Yo, my nigga, I watched that shit on my phone. On the TV, anything.
Yeah, the numbers is jumping on that for sure.
Yeah,
I promoted that on Instagram too. Oh, if you guys never seen that.
Oh shit! You know?
Okay.
And I got my notifications on for niggas. you know what I'm saying?
I promoted that shit.
Like, and that means
Thank
something.
You, appreciate that.
Before we even wrap it up, that means something. Like, I only have my notifications on for like Meek, Nas, fucking Drake, all these guys. When I put my notifications on for certain local cats, it's because the shit is fucking lit, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So keep going. You know what I'm saying?
You guys got a big wave right now.
Continue to ride the wave. Gonna come out to the next show or what, B?
Yo, I don't really go outside too often, even though they're trying to come outside.
Come outside. When is the next show?
It's going to be to be announced. Stay on my Instagram, Burski's Instagram, Arky's Instagram.
All right, so something to look forward to.
Yeah.
It should 2018, be in February.
It's going to be lit.
Arky's here.
It's going to be lit. It's Arky's here.
And you guys look out for that new video.
Look out for my nigga Arky. Wannabe coming soon.
Yeah.
Popular coming soon. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Harmonix made a hit. Shit, Not Again coming soon.
Okay. Yes.
Agua. Trigger Finger. Agua coming soon.
We have too much.
KR Productions in the cut. Shooting like KR.
Shout out KR
in the cut.
Wow.
That's the guy right there.
Shout out We Love Hip Hop, the interview, you know.
Yeah, those are the guys too.
Shout out to the DJs in the city supporting. Shout out to promoters in the city supporting. Shout out to everybody.
Shout out the whole. Shout out the whole movement who
all the rappers.
Miss Music and all the rappers doing their thing in the city that are you know what I'm saying? Borderline fucking famous out here, because that's what we are. And shit. It's fucked
Shout
up.
Shout out all the rappers.
Shout out all the rappers, my nigga.
Just
shout
you out.
Get together and work. Build.
Yeah. Mr. Herc, tell
me. Well, it's me. SSC underscore Hey Herks underscore PK on Instagram. That's the only platform I really fuck with. So, yeah. You done know. Episode 53.
I.E.
Thank you for the man and for passing through. It was a lit episode. I'm pretty blitz right now. You done know.
And yo, you know where to find me. Hit my website, Friday, aka Ricky Dredd. That's D-R-E-D. Hit all my social media. That's Friday Ricky Dredd. D-R-E-D.
That's why I was like,
Yeah, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? That real Toronto nigga.
The days of the dreads.
Get on our Instagram. That's We Love Hip Hop Toronto. As well as the Twitter, same thing, We Love Hip Hop Toronto. YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Leave your comments. Leave your likes. You know what I mean? Dislike if you want, but fuck. I know this shit is way too lit for that shit, yo. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop.
You guys are pretty lean already, though.